I call the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students to order here October 29th at 5:31 p.m., convening both in the Rita Line at Senate Chambers and via Zoom. With that being said, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 3, Pledge of Allegiance and Line Acknowledgement, so please stand. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. All right, moving back up to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law, agenda item 2A. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? It was, and attached to is the link to the ASUN website for the agenda. Agenda item 2B, is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time of and location listed on the agenda? It is. Agenda item 2C, is the Zoom link working and available to the public? It is. With that being said, we're going to be moving down to agenda item 4, roll call. Secretary, now call the roll, please.
Speaker Acklin.
Here.
Senator Atkinson. Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bourgeois.
Bardwash.
Senator Bolander.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present.
Senator Dayton.
Present.
Senator DeBarger.
Present.
Senator Evans.
Present.
Senator Huang.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present.
Senator Custard.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Present.
Senator Levy.
Absence excused.
Senator Lucchese.
Present.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Micelli.
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Present.
Senator Radke.
Present.
Senator Saporito.
Present.
Senator Villa.
Present.
Is a quorum present?
Quorum is present.
Thank you. With that being said, we're going to be moving down to agenda item 5, adoption of minutes for possible action, for possible corrective action. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 5A through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, those minutes have been approved. Moving down our agenda to agenda item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Go ahead. Please state your name and position for the record.
My name is Emma Doty, EMMADOTY. I'm a former senator. I'm in capacity tonight. Good evening, Speaker Acklin and esteemed senators. I will cut to the chase. You, and I say this having been a senator before, have a greater obligation than ever to help students who are hungry when SNAP is cut this Saturday. If you've been to Mobile Monday or seen the Oh SNAP posters on campus in prior years, you know that there are UNR students who rely on SNAP benefits. You've seen food insecurity statistics presented to this body that I will spare you from hearing again. But I'm here tonight to tell you that this new development is a crisis. The Declaration of Independence, upon which our country was founded, asserts that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are unalienable rights, with life, of course, coming first, as dead people can never have the next year. Therefore, I find it to be self-evident that if life is an unalienable right, then the requirements for life, the things without which life cannot persist, are also unalienable rights. Over my time advocating to end food insecurity, I have become fed up with the powers that be acting as if we are asking for students to have any degree of comfort or luxury when what we are asking for is for all of us to have what is needed to live. The time for ASUN to send smoke mass emails asking, have you heard of packed provisions, is so long gone. If you have food to spare, money to spare, time to spare, you owe it to your constituents, your fellow humans, to use what you have to ensure no one faces the loss of their survival. Give out light, nutritious snacks on Halloween. Donate to the Food Bank of Northern Nevada or FISH. Volunteer with PAC Provisions, Reno Burrito Project, Family Soup Mutual Aid, or Food Not Bombs, all organizations right here in Northern Nevada. Speaker Acklin, I would happily share with you detailed information on how to volunteer with these organizations so that it may be distributed to the Senate. This is a crisis, and we have a responsibility to face it so that the bare necessities of life may never be reserved only for those who can afford it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Alrighty. Seeing none, we're moving down to agenda item 7, receipts and petitions and correspondence to the Senate, and for possible action, for possible corrective action. So you'll see for agenda items 7A through L, these are all for possible corrective actions due to novel concerns at a couple of our last meetings, so we're just going to reconfirm all of these programmers and people in clubs and orgs, along with some pieces of legislation. But real quick, just so everybody's in the know, we're going to run through these one at a time. I'm going to seek a second, a motion, dissent, all that good stuff. We'll move on and on and on. Once we get to agenda items J through L, I'm going to have the authors of the piece just give a brief synopsis for the record. Then we'll move on to a vote to approve those items, so on and so forth. Make sense? Okay. Alrighty. Let's get this show on the road. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7A for unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Castro. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that nominee has been confirmed. Moving down our list to agenda item 7B, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7B for unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Custer. Is there any, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7B has been approved. Moving now to agenda item 7C, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7C through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Bardwaz. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7C has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7D, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7D through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Bardwaz. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7D has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7E, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7E through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7E has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7F, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7F through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7F has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7G, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7G through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Villa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7G has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7H, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7H through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Just making sure you guys are awake. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7H has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7I, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7I through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Bardwaz. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7I has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7J, would the author like to give a brief synopsis of the bill?
7J.
7J.
Hold on. Okay, 7J. Hi, everybody. 7J is just a piece of legislation that, due to the issues with NAMA, we can no longer have somebody with the title of Attorney General. So this bill basically just removes bits and pieces of NAMA being mentioned in their duties and changes the role's name to the role of Attorney General. And that's basically the entirety of the bill. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Speaker Pro Tem Formas. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7J through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tem Formas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right. That being said, agenda item 7J has been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 7K, would the author like to give a brief synopsis of the resolution?
Absolutely. I'll add some words, and then I'll allow Senator Barris to add some words since we co-sponsored this legislation together. This piece of legislation is just a show of support for the fee increase that the Student Health Center will have to ask for in the September Board of Regents meeting. That's basically what it is. It includes all the information in regards to what that fee increase would do and what costs it would mitigate by increasing just the standard fee. Senator Barris, do you have anything to add?
I do. Thank you so much, Senator Barris, for the record. I think it's always important for us to advocate for student needs on campus. The Student Health Center has been proven to see a lot of students daily, and the cost of the equipment that they have are significantly cheaper than them going to see a primary care physician in Reno. So.
Alrighty, thank you. Any other points of discussion, or not points of discussion, would the authors like to give any more points of information? Alrighty. With that being said, we're going to be moving on to, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7K through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Bardwaz. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 7K has been approved. Lastly, agenda item 7L. Since Parliamentarian Issa is not here to give the brief synopsis of the binding resolution, I will give it myself. This was the binding resolution that we passed at the beginning of summer this May to make sure that any rules in regards to you guys' outreach points attendance, everything like that was kind of vested on me and the powers of the speaker, and it made it so that your guys' outreach, any outreach you guys did during the summer, you could guys use for your first outreach period, made it so that we can meet bi-weekly, and a bunch of other stuff that would be included in that bill, which is also included on the website, and of course included in the binding resolution if you would like to read it as well. But that's basically the brief synopsis of it. So yeah. With that being said, I'm seeking motion to approve agenda item 7L through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Lawson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right. That being said, agenda item 7L has been approved. Alrighty. Let's get these done with. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda items 11A through I to unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Bardwaj. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, those nominees have been fast tracked. Moving down our list to agenda items 14A through I, I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 14A through I through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Bardwaj. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, those nominees have been confirmed. Nice. Alrighty. I think that's everything. Just making sure. Yep. Alright. So we're going to be moving down to agenda items 19C with a presentation from the Department of Government and Community Relations. So let me get that set up for you guys.
Full track?
Yeah, good with the pace.
Hey, thank you for 30 minutes. Well, thank you for the other things. I saw that you were doing those tools. Thank you so much. Because it was just me. Yeah, everyone else paid.
I hadn't seen you in too long,
yeah.
So I wasn't sure if you were still
with me. I just didn't have time to
come. Oh, so. No, it's my job.
Yeah.
It's my job, so no worries. No worries at all.
Hello everyone, my name is Austin Daly. I am the Manager of Government Affairs in the University's Office of Government and Community Engagement. Right now we're just passing out some final prints of our 2025 end of session report from this last week of legislative session. Inside the report, we just want to highlight some bills that the university worked on that we're very thankful about passed along the support of campus community, other legislation that can affect any of our schools and colleges, and then just highlight some of our different theme days and the work that happened during send a virtual copy as well to everyone as well, since I believe it's sent out to all of you. I wanted to make sure that you had an in-person copy as well. I'll go over some of the details in the presentation as well. I just wanted to shout out our department. We also have Shelby Beats, our manager of outreach and community engagement, and our student worker, Emma Silveira, who just came around and passed out the end of session report. But just kind of want to start off by talking about what is it that our department is and what do we do. We handle the government and community advocacy for the entire university. What that looks like is, at the federal level, we help to submit and secure federal appropriations for research and the projects that our faculty are working on at the university. We help to secure research and grant funding at the federal level, different administrative departments, and then also on-campus advocacy, trying to get our federal elected officials back to our campus to see the amazing work that our students and faculty are carrying out, and also to have honest conversations when funding is being threatened or if there's certain things that be in the federal level, really making sure that our federal representatives have the opportunity to engage with our campus. At the state level, we help to shape higher education policy and in Carson City. Part of that, too, is also helping to educate our students, faculty, and staff on what's happening at the legislative level, helping to keep our different schools and colleges informed of the new laws that are taking place that may affect the work and the research that they're carrying out. It's also helping to make sure that we're keeping you all engaged. The photo that you see here on the slide is from our University Day at the Legislature during this last legislative session, which I know many of you were at. Some of you who were on set too came to the theme days that we held in Carson City, really trying to bring our amazing campus to the legislature so they can see and talk to people who are through the campus. So I'm thankful for any of you who got to experience some of those days. Our goal for the next legislative session is, of course, to make it bigger, better, and have more back classes. At the local level, we've also and monitoring and informing the campus community on what's happening in the city of Reno, City of Sparks, Washoe County, School District, Las Vegas entities. We run a weekly newsletter where we send out information on what's happening at the federal level, state level, local level, so people just understand what's going on in their own backyards as well. We've also been giving monthly updates to local government on what's happening on our campus, whether it be certain events, football games, different things that we want to transfer elected officials to. We're also trying to help get students, faculty, and staff on boards and commissions, whether it be through local governments, or even just out in the community as well. And we've been working with ASUN President Carmina on getting her own some different local boards and commissions as well. We've been thankful for that advocacy. In terms of community engagement, Shelby here, who helps to lead a lot of our university sponsorships and community partnerships. If you looked outside the window or walked by the Joey Price, the big blue dragon, that is from the Dragon Legs Festival. Shelby put together a partnership, helping to provide discounts for all of you to be able to attend the Dragon Legs Festival at Sandra Park, and also for them to bring some of that experience to campus as well. We're going to be building on that in the future. In our department, we also have the Latino Research Center, which is the only statewide organization that does policy research on issues that affect our Latino communities. And so some of the recent reports and topics include research on what Nevada's Latino workforce looks like, mental health vulnerability in immigrant communities. We also help to run the Collegiate Academy program in our K-12 schools across the state. For any of you who don't know, this is our concurrent enrollment program. Maybe some of you might have taken some of these classes when you were in high school, but it allows high school students to receive college credit while they are finishing their high school degree. So this program didn't even exist 5 years ago. We were serving zero students. And as of this last school year, we are serving 7,000 students statewide, or 40 high schools statewide with 7,000 students in. We just got confirmation that we are going to be serving now every school in Washington County, so that every student has the opportunity, you know, not just to attend college at UNR, but these credits transfer to all NC institutions and potentially other schools at state as well, too. We also help to lead Hispanic and Latinx community as well for our Vamos PAC initiatives and doing well for our Hispanic community. On some of these community partnerships, I touched on Dragon Lance Festival. Also helped to run Art Town and Quad during the summer. You might go home for some of the regular media chance to attend. There are very great free community events that we have right here on campus. We also helped to do sponsorship and participate in Fiesta on Wells during Hispanic Heritage Month. And Shelby's also been planning the Nevada Day Parade March at the university, participating in this weekend on Saturday, 9 a.m. Please attend if you would like. It is actually a very fun event in Carson City where you know, a lot of different elected officials, organizations, businesses come together to march through the streets of Carson City and celebrate the anniversary of our state. And so we will have cheer, band, athletes, university leadership there, and we'd love for as much ASU participation as we can have too.
If anyone's interested, shoot me an email. I'm
Shelby
at support.org.
And then we'll talk about this last legislative session. So there's a lot of bills signed. So Governor Lombardo had received 605 bills, signed 518, and vetoed 87, breaking the record for the second time in his term of vetoes during legislative session. While there was not a lot of money to go around at the state level this last session compared to some previous sessions because of some slowdown in the Nevada's economy, we were very thankful at the university and that we were able to get a lot of successful bills passed that we are very proud to bring back to the campus. Highlighting a few of them, which are only a few that you'll see in the booklet that we handed out, include AB 568, which provides $22.4 million for operational and institutional expenses. This one was really important. It helped to rectify a situation that occurred during the 2023 legislative session where the state had approved a 23% cost of living increase for all faculty and staff across the NG institutions. It was much needed during that beta cost of living increase and during a long time. But that large jump, the state had allocated that they were going to pay for 60% of the cost of living increase, and the university could shoulder the other 40% of the costs. While the university is very proud to increase pay for their faculty and staff, that did lead to some issues with the university budget, which led to needing to not refill certain positions when people left the university or having to freeze new positions from coming in. So we're very thankful to get this infusion to help rectify that budget situation. We're back to filling these positions, and we're back to normal state of affairs in the university budget. Also wanted to highlight SB 427, helped to provide $6.2 million in planning funds for a new life sciences building. How many of you have classes in Fleischmann Agriculture? Hopefully that will get better in the next few years. It is a very old building, and it's 1956 was when the building was constructed. College of Science and Agriculture have vastly outgrown that space, and we are proud to be in the planning phases now, building a new building, looking currently in that dirt block between the Gateway parking garage and the business building to help complete the Gateway district down there on the South Korea campus. So that is just the planning funds. We are planning in the next legislative session to ask for construction funds from the state to have to help fund the construction of this new building. That will be one of our large priorities in the next 2 years. Also want to highlight SB 262, which is $9 million for graduate medical education expansion. That is for statewide funding, $9 million, and so we are still working with the statewide GME council to figure out how much of that will actually go to our university graduate medical education program. Same thing with SB 498, which is $20 million for nursing expansion across entry. Still waiting to see how much of that will go to the university. And then AB 345 is an entry-wide study on student financial and food insecurity. This is something that we have been working with some member Eric Moska on. Originally, the goal was to try to find consistent statewide funding to support PAC provisions on campus. Like I said, there was not a lot of money this legislative session, and so that bill was converted into a study on student financial and food insecurity, with the goal of getting those results, showing the true need for food insecurity support on our college campuses, so that in the 2027 legislative session, when there's hopefully more money to go around, use that study to help bolster our case to get funding for PAC provisions. Also wanted to highlight 208 plus individual on the books meetings with legislators during the legislative session, pushing these bills in the books. Does not count random conversations in the hallway, catching people outside the offices. We also have to provide testimony about 89 bills during the session. And coming up, we have a special legislative session. This is for new business. The governor has the ability to, in between every 2 year legislative sessions, to reconvene the State Assembly and Senate to address a specific topic. In the past, when President Sandoval was Governor Sandoval, he had done that to help get in the abatements for Tesla, which brought Tesla jobs to North Nevada. Governor Lombardo has officially called for a special session in mid-November. The statement that he put out said that the goal will be to finish what the legislature left unfinished, plain and simple. So we don't really know at the moment exactly what is going to be addressed at Carson in the next few weeks. We are going to continue pushing for our priorities if available, and we will be in Carson City every single day from sunup to sundown until the special session ends. I want to talk about student engagement on your end, because we really want to help bring in more students into a lot of processes. This photo, President Sandoval is with State Senator Leader Nicole Cavazzaro. This was from the homecoming parade just a week or two ago. We worked with Carmine as well to try to get elected officials to come out and attend. We're very proud to have her, who's an alum of the university, come to, she lives in Las Vegas. She flew up specifically for the homecoming parade. She's very excited to march the university leadership band to also give remarks after the parade. We want to try to find more opportunities to involve elected officials in the events and work that you all are doing. You know, not just for the writing, but also to help uplift and really show these legislators the great work that you all are doing. We'll highlight a few things. Trying to do University of Nevada Days of Local Government. We're doing one on November 19th in the city of Reno. Mostly focused on athletics. This is kind of ahead of the Nevada versus UNLV game next week. Trying to get cheer, band, mascots, there to cheer on Nevada as we're about to go up against UNLV for the Fremont Cannon on November 29th. And also trying to help students gain positions on local boards and commissions. Raise your hand if you would like to just be more involved in the community in some form or fashion separate from this. Great. I'm going to leave my business card of this presentation on the back table. Please take it. Please reach out to me. Whatever you are interested in, I will find opportunities to plug you into whatever you care about. Whatever it is, like, we can try to help find a path forward. We help to get students engaged on different positions in the government, to get more involved in different organizations that we're passionate about. We've got a lot of connections. We've got a lot of people in the community who also want to know how can we engage more with university students, you know, how to reach them, how to talk to them. And we really want to serve as that intermediating vessel for that work. So please feel free to reach out if you are passionate about anything or like you are involved. We can also help with event planning and promotion across campus with elected officials. If there's somebody that you want to come to a specific event, we can help facilitate that. And we can also want to help engage you with federal and state local advocacy. I've been talking to Senator Saporito about acquisitions. We are looking at, in the interim for the next legislative session, setting up times to get legislators to come see PAC provisions, to meet with students who are dealing with food insecurity, so they can really walk away with not just statistics on, you know, how many students are food insecure, but really having in-person stories of students who are affected that they can take with them as they try to pass legislation. And from there, just please stay engaged with our department, our general office email is government@unr.edu. I include our social media links on there as well, website. Our weekly newsletter, if you'd like to be added to that, please let me know. Like I said, every Friday we send out a very long email on what is going on at the federal, state, global, and community level. Events that the university is working on, events that are happening in the community that we should be part of. I find it hard for somebody who lives in Reno to really know what is going on in everything in the whole region. And we really try to do what we can to compile everything that is happening for people to know. And this is all of our contact information for our department. Michael Flores is the Vice President of Government and Community Engagement, Sheila Bray, the Director of Government and Community Engagement, and myself, Michelle. Also, just want to open up for any questions anybody might have.
All right, thank you.
Marty, thank you again so much for coming in to present to us. I can speak not only for myself, but I think I speak for this entire body. We appreciate the communication in regards to how this university is trying to better our lives, to make sure that higher education is more prevalent in state legislature conversation. So we truly do appreciate all the work you guys do. But before we move on to our next guest, does anybody have any questions? Senator Maselli.
All right, thank you for the presentation. Just real quick, I was curious about the life sciences building. How far into planning is it? Is there an architect? Is there a civil, et cetera?
There's not yet. I mean, the planning phase will be lining up some estimated construction costs, what, you know, location where it will go, what the land will be, internal planning too on who would be going into the building, what would exactly be needed for the space. As we start to work with the state on construction dollars, you know, sometimes some strings can be attached to that for different construction companies. You know, we had worked to get funding 4 years ago for a new state public health lab that we had. That had been the first project that we had worked with union labor health, and that was an arrangement that came about during some of the legislative efforts in Carson City. So I think some of those details will become more clear as dollars come in, but planning phase is going to have to turn what we need to do for it, what it will look like, what needs are needed, so that we can then come up with another request for what money we need to actually do.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Senator McAndrews.
Thank you for your presentation. So I'm curious, when does the legislation special session start?
There is not an exact date. The rumor is November 12th. But we will hopefully hear very soon what the actual official date will be. I have heard that it could be 5 days. We don't exactly know what they're going to be even voting on or doing yet. So there's still a lot of chasing around for information on that. We will definitely keep the campus community updated on that.
I think, too, the government could call a special session and say, you guys need to be here tomorrow. So it ends up being kind of an urgent and random thing. But yeah, November 11th.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. When it does start, will there be an agenda of what will be discussed?
There will be, and you know, the way those things go too is other people will try to, there will be opportunities for other people to try to introduce their own legislation and try to introduce people that are not necessarily specifically on the agenda. And we will be doing what we can to try to get funding as well. Our priorities that we have for 27, if we can get it as early as next month, we'd like that as well too. So we will be doing the work we can. Try to secure funding if we can for life science.
Thank you.
Senator Dayton.
So we have a lot of listening sessions with the different deans and colleges, faculty senate, SUN, GSA, their VP offices, your entity on campus to really start figure out what needs are there. Is that something that, can we just do this broadly? And does it need to come from the state? Is this better suited for federal appropriation funding? Is this something we're just trying to get donor-related funding for? And so we really work with President Sandoval and his team and all the leadership on campus to establish what is actually needed and what is the best pocket of money to try to get that.
Any other questions? Senator Saporita.
Thank you for the presentation. Senator Dane and I are currently contacting our art department regarding giving options to students, specifically for the art department for students. The iPads aren't useful past for 100 classes for the software they need. Do you have any information on if that's acceptable from the Nevada legislature?
Was that for iPad donations? Is that
Yeah, like in a similar manner to how iPads are distributed and how we got allocated funds for that, would be helpful for the Nevada legislature to be able to give more options for students regarding what types of technology devices they would have.
Yeah, and I would say this last legislative session, we had worked with Senator Ruben Silva to carry a bill on behalf of the Act Digital Initiative to try to secure state funding for those iPads for students. It was not, the bill did not move forward. But that is something that we are trying to see.
Any other questions at this time? All right, thank you so much. Alrighty, next we're going to be hearing a presentation from Marcom, so let me get that presentation up and ready.
Thank you
guys for coming.
I'm committed to the bit. You have to move a bit. The corset's killing
me. Are you taking notes too? You should just did the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
You should just did the whole thing that I would have to go.
Yeah, you would have been fine to be honest. If you really want to leave, don't feel bad.
It's okay.
Just let you know. What do you take notes on?
Basic stuff like that. Like, I have to write down what they're saying, like a summary.
Yeah, I just like put down which topic they're talking about, put a time, because the minutes, it's so sad when the minutes aren't
Batman.
It's so sad when you guys don't have like the correct minutes. It's just annoying. Like,
alright, the floor is yours and you can start whenever.
I'm Carrie Garcia, I'm the Executive Director of Marketing Communications for the University. And joining me are two wonderful individuals from our team. Michelle Minnis is our Director of Creative Services, and Nikki Pretzman is our Director of Marketing and Operations. Thank you so much. I'm very thankful to Leif and to Carmina, who we approached probably about a month ago, said we had something really important we needed to make sure that our student body, our student leaders were aware of. And so basically, we're here to really share with you a very big project, a very exciting project that's happening. The university is taking a huge step forward. We are launching a major initiative, and I'm going to let Michelle go into the detail. But this is really a project that we believe is going to elevate how the university is seen across the nation and around the world. We're taking a closer look at how we tell our story as a university, how we tell our story locally, regionally, to the world, and what makes us unique. Why should people take notice of us? We are a wonderful all-in-one institution. We are very well respected and we've grown organically. We are known to a degree, but I'm gonna share some information with you that has told us we need to up our game when we talk about our brand. So this is a huge, I would say monumental, and that sounds really dramatic, but it is. This project is starting at the very top. President Sandoval is initiating this. My department will be executing it. But as student leaders, we felt it was important that you have awareness and you, your engagement is critical. You obviously play a vital role in shaping the student experience. You're the voice of leadership for students. So we wanted to make sure we came to this organization, to this group, and let you know why we're doing this, kind of the what, the why, and the how, if you will. So before I turn it over to Michelle and Nikki to talk through basically the details, I do want to tell you that this project is not being done in isolation. There are two pieces of work, bodies of work, I would say, that we're attaching to this project, kind of the why. And that is, earlier this year, the university embarked on and did some market research. And so if you're familiar, market research, you go out to the market. In this particular case, we did research focus groups, all sorts of things, targeted at prospective students and their parents. And really, initially, we were trying to find out who knows us, why or what decisions are they making to come here, not come here. And part of that, and I'm very top level here, this was a 75-page report that we got in market research, but it was geared towards prospective students and parents. But also what we asked them is, do you know who we are? Do you know our brand? What do you know about us? What about our logos? And so a couple of things came out of that research, and some of the answers really told us we need to do some work on our brand. And so these are just a couple of key learnings, but as I said, we are recognized, we are established, we have grown. To date myself, I graduated in 92, my bachelor's degree in 92, that makes me 55 years old. And the university back then looked a whole lot different than it does now. We were known more as a commuter school, that's completely changed. But although we are widely known, we are not as well known as we should be. And particularly, the farther you get away from Nevada, the less amount people know about us. And so, you know, we have to drive better awareness nationally and globally. And how we do that is a brand initiative. And so I don't want to steal Michelle's thunder. The other thing that came up is our marks, or what we refer to as logos, we're confusing people. Athletics has a logo, the block in, there's like the top hat, there's all sorts of what we call marks or logos. And some of this research told us we're causing brand confusion. So that market research has told us a lot. And then second, the next slide, again, not doing this in isolation. Our university strategic plan, if you take a look at that, there are six goals. And specifically goal number one, this maps to goal number one, that we want to be 25,000 students by 2030. And also number six is expanding our impact, strengthening the university's reputation and brand recognition. So those are really what are tying the reason that this is such an important adventure. I am an undergraduate, I have a graduate degree from here. I was a former student athlete, born and raised in Nevada. I bleed silver and blue, but I don't think the university has gone through a process like this, what we call brand discovery, ever that I'm aware of. And it's time. We are an R1 university. We have so much to offer. Also the landscape of higher ed, you all know, it's a difficult and challenging time. This work will put us on the map, if we do it right, from another 100 years. So again, really important that you're all aware, you take this back to your constituents, and I'm gonna turn it over to Michelle, and she'll get into kind of the how of this, and Nikki as well, and then we'll take some questions.
Cool. Thank you. And thanks all for having us. We were a little sad we didn't get the memo about the outfits. I've stood on faculty senate, not nearly as colorful as them. So thank you guys for having us today. I want to talk a little bit about what we're doing. And all of this research and information that we acquired over the last year of time. And I also want to kind of set the stage for this a little bit. So this last year was the first year that marketing was done on behalf for enrollment, to drive enrollment at the university. So we were able to, if you saw some of the numbers, we've hit record numbers for a variety of our targets. We have over 24,000 students now that joined us for fall. So that is a record number for enrollment for the university. And we attribute a lot of that to the fact that we actually did some marketing, which was great, right? Marketing works. Everyone's on their phone. Everybody's, you know, consuming information. And we want to make sure that we're out there as well. But what we need to do for that is we really need to make sure we know what our brand is. As Carrie said, I'm also an alum of the university. When I came here, similarly, it was not, the university has grown and developed and become something that we should all be really proud of and excited about, but I don't think that our brand has really caught up with us or kept up with the momentum that the university has really done. So what we tried to do and what we're doing now is a major brand initiative, because we really want to make sure that people outside of Reno, outside of Washoe County, outside of the state of Nevada, know who we are and think of Nevada, the University of Nevada, when they think of a top-tier education. And you might be asking yourself, why does brand matter? It matters in a lot of ways. It matters because if you don't define your brand, most of the time people will just only know you from their experience that they've had. So maybe they came to Reno and they had a really terrible experience. Maybe they came to Las Vegas and they think Reno is just like Las Vegas. We want to make sure that people hear and see and know exactly what the University of Nevada is all about, and that's what we're trying to do with defining a brand. What we really also want to do here is leverage all of those student experiences, all of the athletic experiences, our alumni and community relation experiences, because all of that, our faculty, build into this experience that you have as students here on campus. So that's been the why. Next slide, please. And hopefully you'll all be here soon, maybe some sooner than others. It's really exciting to become an alum of this university, right? But what is the most important thing is the degree that you get out of this, the experience and the degree. And really, a degree has market value, right? So what does that mean? It means that as the university excels and grows into an R1 nationally ranked university, your degree is worth more on the market. So when you go out to get a job and people know the university, they know that you've gotten a top tier education, they know what you bring, and they know why it's important. So I think that that's really the goal of this, to really drive that value, that pride, that prestige. How are we gonna do it?
Yeah. So now we're gonna get into the how, and I think I should presage with two things. One, I probably should not be
I'm sorry.
Second of all, I did come dressed up as a 50-year-old martyr. But no, I love your costume. It was awesome. So we're getting, the how is just literally the nuts and bolts, the logistics. I'm not going to belabor this. We're doing a super robust partnership where we're getting at, so hopefully you'll learn this in marketing, but if anybody ends up in advertising, you go through this whole pre-stage of defining the brand, what it stands for, what it means to people, who you're talking to, why it connects them, all of those things. We are doing tons of research to get there. Then we get there, we're gonna test those statements. So all the, what that aggregate insight, a statement, and how it is supported. We're gonna test that. Then we're gonna go into creative development, which is the big idea. So that's where everything you guys see. There's so much strategic development in every national brand that you guys don't see. You see the outcome, the big idea. That is what we are getting to. We're gonna test that through as well as potentially alarms. And from there, we're gonna get to a campus and community rollout. All of that is gonna be hyper strategically planned. So there's a whole, we hired R&R, we did this massive RFP. Again, this is me and all you guys, probably, I didn't even know about the RFP until I was well into my career, where you go out and you seek an agency who's qualified to do all the work you want to do. We have 30 submissions, 30 agencies that wanted to work with this university to do this project. We selected one we think is the best. They are based in Vegas, have Reno roots, did what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so they have their jobs. So, and we are enlisting, some of you might be tagged, but we are enlisting tons of students, tons of constituents to be part of this research to inform us. And hopefully we're going to come out in an amazing place, but it's going to be a long-term project. It's going to be 12 to 24 months. So, yeah. But I'll turn it over to Carrie.
Yeah. So that's a very high level. We didn't want to bombard you with a lot of information, but I hope we'll take questions. But again, this is a pretty monumental project. We've been working towards this for a couple of years, and starts with the president all the way down. And like Nikki said, this is a year-long project. We'll be doing focus groups, as she alluded to. your names were thrown in the hat. You might get called, you might get, and if it works out for your schedule, but it's based on what our constituents feel about the university. This isn't a, I wake up one day and what Harry thinks should be our brand. It's all steeped in research. That's the best way to do it. So, very exciting. Again, this time next year, we'll be launching a brand initiative for this university. So, any questions for us?
Any questions? We can clap. Alrighty. Are there any questions from senators? Alright, hold on. Oh, okay. Alright, hold on. Let me get my list ready. Alright, McAndrews. Maselli, Castro, Dayton, Lucchese, any others? Going once, going twice, okay, Saporito. All right, McAndrews, go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming today. I'm curious, so within ASUN, we have our own PR department, and we kind of do our own marketing. I'm curious how this strategic plan is going to affect ASUN and our marketing.
Yeah, I would say, so we have, we're putting together a stakeholder group on campus. Carmina will be on there. GSA representative will be on there as well. And so I think you'll continue to do your marketing, but what might change is what logos you use for the university, if we decide to change. Maybe our colors aren't going to change. So
I am the director of creative services. All creative that gets printed runs through my shop. So I see all of the ASUN marketing that comes out before it gets printed. So I work closely with a lot of the folks at ASUN that are creating creatives that go out to the university. So that'll definitely be part of the rollout where we figure out, you know, ASUN luckily has a logo that's pretty flexible. And so it would be something that, you know, for the most part, you guys don't use a lot of university marks. However, you know, being able to incorporate some of these new marks with rules and guidelines around it, that's basically what would change. So any of our brand guidelines where you are co-branding with the university, those are going to be some things that are going to change, but we would be, that would be part of like the rollout and socialization process. So the hope would be that you would have, the ASUN marketing team would have more clarity, more understanding of how to co-brand with the university, and just making sure that, you know, everything kind of looks and feels like one cohesive university. But with like what we try to do is make sure that the students have, you know, their own voice, their own expression, their own. So we kind of treat students a little bit differently when we're talking about the student branding versus the university branding. And that's not going to change, but we hope to provide more resources and tools that your team or the team at the ASUN marketing group can actually use to better leverage their jobs.
If I can build on that, I think there's like a perception of if you impose guidelines, suddenly we lose our freedom and we can't express ourselves. I think the intent is to establish a messaging framework that is laddering up to something bigger that we all are all a part of and should help guide your communications rather than restrict.
Senator Maselli.
Thank you so much. Honestly, this is super exciting. I think it's really cool. And it's really big picture. I'm wondering, you sort of touched on it, what do you envision coming out of this? Am I going to wake up tomorrow and the logo is going to be different? Or if you have an answer, what are some of the things?
Happy to see you. So this is not a light switch moment. Like, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and see something completely brand new. That's why we're here, because we believe in making sure that we bring everybody along with it, because you can look at, you know, the historical logo rollouts and brand rollouts, and the ones that catastrophically fail are usually the ones that don't talk to people who actually care about the brand. So that's why we're starting with this foundational research and this brand discovery, so that we understand what people care about most. Is it our logos? Is it our colors? Is it, you know, how we talk about ourselves? What makes us us? And making sure that like that's part of informing the work every step of the way. So what we're kind of targeting is a rollout in fall of 2026, but that is the start of the rollout for it. That like we hope to have a really big celebration and you know, watching this work, that's going to take years to really fully roll out. Because if we're being honest, it's a huge project. We are not Google. We can't just flip the switch and everything's different the next day. So it's going to be a process. But we're, the goal is in this process, making sure that more folks are in line, whether it be ASUM, whether it be athletics, whether it be anyone else, faculty, alumni, et cetera, that we all are aware of what's going on and that we all kind of know how we want to celebrate the university ultimately. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Senator Castro, then Senator Dayton.
I yield my time.
Senator Dayton.
I'm really excited about this project. I love school spirit and high pride, so being standardized with research is really exciting to me. My question is, I think we heard from the chancellor about how the tuition is going to increase because it's to maintain current operations. So you guys are considering expanding the university, expanding enrollment. What are current plans to increase the university capacity and how that affects budget?
Well, capacity, do you mean services for students when you talk about capacity?
I mean services for students, I mean living spaces, I mean the class size, faculty.
I would love to be able to answer that. It's a little out of my lane. And I don't want to put Dr. Steve, who's one of my favorites, in the spotlight, but that's really her area. Hopefully, we do such a good job with our enrollment marketing and this new brand that then it becomes a problem for her with what you just cited. But I will tell you, I know Dr. Steve, I'm part of the cabinet, I report to the president. We are talking about these things. Obviously, we want to have 25,000 students by 2030. But there's a lot of things that have to go with that, right? We have to have enough faculty, we have to have services. So there is a plan. I'm not privy to it yet, but those are things that are talked about every day of the week around the university, starting with the president and led by Dr. Steve.
Thank you.
Senator Lucchesi and then Senator Saporito.
Thank you guys for the presentation. I couldn't agree more with a little bit of statement, to be honest with you. I think it's awesome that you guys recognize that. I was wondering if you would be interested, I know you guys already talked about talking to students, but also maybe working with the marketing department, the undergraduates, because I'm sure I'm maybe having their insights as students along with giving them a chance to do real work with the degree that they're searching. I don't know if you guys have thought about that.
We love to work with students. We have student workers that are part of our university and are the university marketing and communications, and we're hoping to expand that. We're open to any ways that we can collaborate and give students real world experiences that help also to kind of build and bolster the brand. So that's definitely something that we actively work with students, but that we could expand and explore.
And I would add to that, so we are doing research with current students, right, through recruitment, but there is a brand positioning development phase. If students want to be a part of that, please let us know, volunteer. That doesn't mean you'll guide it, but you can participate in it and observe it, which I would say, from my life, it's I never had that experience in college. I never even knew it existed. By all means, volunteer, you can shadow. But you will, again, you won't, unless you're part of the focus group, you won't have a voice, but you can learn from the process if you want to. Just let us know, because a lot of it is going to be done over Zoom, the research, and then we can key you into key presentations. And if you guys think you're going to learn from that, by all means.
And the other thing, I'll be really frank and transparent and honest. A project like this, I would love to say that we'll be able to talk to every student, every faculty member. It just can't work that way, so that's why you do the research and you do focus groups, and there's a scientific method. But we have a good list of names. We've worked through Dr. Steed's office, Enrollment Services, Sandy Rodriguez's office, to just get a bunch of names, diverse names, graduate, undergraduate. And so again, I believe we have some names in this room, you might get called to do a focus group. As Nikki said, there are Zooms, that there are 8 to 10 individuals, we're giving a gift card if you participate. But that, 8-9 focus groups, then the agency takes that, does their magic. And quite honestly, we hope everybody loves what the end result is. There's always going to be someone that's like, well, I don't know about that. Oh, I love it. that is, but that's the beauty of this process, that we'll do our darndest to get, you know, a good view from all different key constituents on this campus. But hopefully it lands and it's great, but we're thrilled to be able to do this. This is a legacy project of ours. Like I said, it's a long time coming for the university, and we need it. We need to be doing this, so.
Senator Saporito?
I'd like to yield my time.
Any other questions at this time? Senator Bolander.
Thanks so much for this exciting presentation. Out of curiosity, what are some of the biggest, what are some of the biggest aspects of student life that you're planning on emphasizing the most in this group?
We're not sure quite yet.
I mean, I think it carries through what we're currently doing, which is focusing on the community that students build on campus. So you may have seen our Find Your Path series that we launched the last year, where we want to really focus on how students come here and how they find their sense of belonging and who they are. And we see that through clubs and sports, through, you know, community, like academic groups, through undergraduate research, through, you know, the Weekends at Tahoe experience, all of these different experiences that students can have here. That's sort of what we want to emphasize and grow. In addition to, of course, the academics and the incredible opportunities that students have in their, the reason why you're here, which is to get a degree. But I think all of those extracurriculars and all of those things that help to bolster that experience are what we focus on.
And if I can add to that, I think, so when we talk about our target audiences, our primary target audiences are prospective students at the class. So I would say from a brand positioning messaging perspective, we are very focused on every attribute that delivers on the student experience. So it's campus life, it's support services, clubs and activities, it's all of these, it's academic programs, it's a myriad of programs that support that. That is the primary foundation of this brand positioning. I think what we're also learning is that we are messaging on those pillars, so on those attributes, as opposed to what's the most exciting thing that you can ladder up to all of it. But foundationally, I would say 95% are based on the student experience. And then the rest is these other constituents that we're trying to make sure we kind of keep into the path, but the brand positioning is based on the student experience and your outcomes.
And in this brand work, I will add, I think we have it on the slide, the essence is your reputation, and when we define it clearly and consistent about it, it touches every aspect of the university. It's the student experience, it helps with fundraising, it helps attract faculty, athletics is very helpful. They are the one component on campus that they are on the national stage already, but if we do this right, it touches everything that we do. You think about brands you wear, Nike, you don't, their logo is great, but it's what they stand for, right? And that's what we're trying to get at. What do we stand for? How do we talk about ourselves? What are we? Who are we? And so that's the essence of creating that brand.
And the linchpin is the student experience.
Go ahead.
Just a small follow-up. What do you need most from the students and get the best outcome
for the student? Why do you love the university?
Yeah.
What made your experience at the university a reason why you decided to join this council, a reason why you decided to stay here, a reason why you decided to come here?
Yeah.
What is it that, is it Reno? Is it the proximity to Tahoe? Is it this amazing club? Is it this amazing faculty member? What about the student experience made you decide to choose from the hundreds of different opportunities that students have? That really is the core of what we're trying to get
and on. And to Michelle's point, it's not everybody's going to be part of the focus group, but everybody can contribute. You have a point of view, send it to us. This is why I came here, this is what I learned, these are the strengths, these are the weaknesses, this is what I think the opportunities are. We can't say that every voice will be part of it, but we listen. And this is a unique opportunity with all of you here. You won't all be in the
to, I think, what also you can do is, again, go back to the constituents, your schools, your colleges. My worst fear, to be honest with you, is this time next year, we have people go, didn't know about this, why didn't we know about it? So we are doing our darndest, myself and the team, faculty senate, with GSA, we're going to our administrative faculty, our teaching faculty, and just groups like yours, telling them this exact presentation, because we want everybody to know this is coming, and it's a monumental project. So just being able to share with your constituents that this is coming is really valuable.
Go ahead.
So the channels in which you're going to get this done through is, you mentioned that you can, email you, or so the constituents can email you.
Me, absolutely. If you guys want, like, you can have an informal survey, I can give you 5 questions or whatever.
That'd be helpful, and we can do it through.
Happy to, we love insight.
Yeah, something that I think something would be good to speakers.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can give you like 5 to 10 key questions, kind of what we're feeding into the focus groups, but just would love to get all of your feedback. Again, as we say, the thing for formative insight research, so we're taking everything in to insight, develop, and build the brand. So don't, it's not about every voice being heard, it's about all that learning being taken in, but we'll take it in from anyway.
We can follow up with an email address that you can get in contact and make people follow up.
Yeah.
Great suggestion.
But that is a great,
And we're happy to come back throughout the process if you want to give an update. I think when we get ready to launch, I'm envisioning a big launch event on campus. I haven't told the president this quite yet, but we're hoping, we say fall of 2006, I'm thinking homecoming might be 2026, we're thinking maybe this time next year, homecoming could be the right time to launch this. And it's not just going to be a launch internally, but what's coming with this is a national brand campaign where we'll be going out, digital marketing, social media, and utilizing our new brand. So, pretty exciting.
Well, I can definitely say, whoever's sitting in my seat next year, please reach out to them. I know they'll probably, most likely, I'd hope, be more than happy to have you guys come back and present to be able to go over data, go over anything that we'd be able to do as student leaders to help you guys achieve your goal. But yes, please reach out to us in the future, because I know election season is next semester, but I know some people here are probably most likely going to be returning. So work with them, reach out to them and stuff like that. We're here to help you guys, and we want you guys to succeed. Any other questions at this time? Okay. Ms. Sally, then McAndrews.
Sorry to bombard with questions, but I'm curious, have any other universities outsourced this work to a private company to accomplish? Which ones?
The list is,
most.
Most. Yeah, most universities.
Most universities that have done this work have engaged with third parties to deliver on it. It's a huge body of work. I mean, you guys got how many, 900 names or something insane?
Yeah.
Like that for focus groups alone. So just like the speed and the efficiency at which you have to move for a project like this, so that it does make an impact, requires you to bring on folks to support that work.
And whether it's in higher ed or private sector, we all come from the private sector. Before working in higher ed, I worked at Microsoft. But you have to get a professional involved in this type of work. If we had 50 people in our department, we might be able to do it, but you need that expertise. And as Nikki said, we had, the university has governing policies. We had to go out with what we call a formal RFP. We had 30 different advertising and marketing agencies put their hat in the ring. Some that are very involved in the higher ed space. Some like R&R, that are these national branding agencies. And so you have to do it. If you do it right, you have to hire an agency to do this type of work.
And 30 may not sound like a lot, but it
broke
purchasing.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest RFPs, and that's a request for proposal. It was one of the biggest RFP projects that they had worked on in recent history. So just contextually, that's helpful.
Yeah, and so as we said, private sector, it's like packaged goods, we would do this for 9 to 12 months, this whole process, like before we even considered launching a premium campaign. We're in a different world. Certain universities have benefited from an organic growth or their niche, right? So the Big Ten, the Ivies, but even some of the Ivies have to their unique positioning. But there is, we do have case studies where there are universities like Oregon State, Purdue, who have gone out and truly hired an independent agency, especially in this competitive climate, to do this. So,
it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sarah McAndrews.
So I'm curious, you guys mentioned reaching out to like multiple groups on campus and then even having focused groups. How are you guys gonna ensure that all of these groups are working together? So everyone's kind of all on the same page.
So it's not necessarily working together. What we're looking for is a diverse sample size, if you will. Again, admin faculty, academic faculty, alumni, donors, students, undergrad, grad, we're looking for their perspective. So they're not necessarily working together. It's getting a diverse voice of opinion about how you feel about the university, what's important to you, why you came here.
And I think when it comes to market research, you are not working together. You're looking for opinions. And if they're disparate, that's fine. In focus groups, you navigate that. Try to navigate it through that qualitative environment. In quantitative, which is surveys, where you can ask people questions, you look at the data to navigate that. But we are not looking for commonalities in groups to create a common solution. We are looking at a lot of diverse perspectives to give us insight, to get us to a place that's going to make us more powerful, more relevant, more differentiated.
And to follow up on your question, if you're asking also how we work together to sort of roll this out and deliver this to everybody, that is going to be the second phase of the project. And so that like operationalization of this is going to be working with all the schools and colleges. Every school and college has a marketing and communications specialist, working with the dean, working with senior leadership, working with student representatives to make sure that everyone's on the same page, knows what the plan is, and then, you know, there will be a part of this that's going to be embargoed, so we're going to start talking and having these conversations, sharing information before that rollout in fall 2026, but that's where we get everybody on the same page and moving together and saying, but right now we're like wide before we get narrow and then kind of roll it out. Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah. All right, we'll do one more question if anyone has one, then we're going to move on to cap reports. Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Batman, you're hard to take seriously.
It's my pleasure. You guys are welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
All
right,
so next, we're going to be moving on to capital reports, then we're going to have committee reports. Then we have some bills and resolutions we're going to refer to committee. Then we have one piece for second reading, and we should be out of here.
I have assignments to do, so, and I need this outfit. Let me go. I had to go get a nice adult person because Bibbidi Bobbidi didn't like it.
Alrighty. So first, we're going to be starting with the Director of Idea, Director Navarte. Oh, wait, before you start, real quick, what's your email for the Secretary's office so they can send you their reports?
Could you just send it to me or Teams it to me? It's jnaidu@unr.edu. Or just type in my name, J-A-Y-A. It's really simple.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Go ahead.
Thank you for that. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all doing great and happy Halloween. I'm loving all the costumes today. We've had a lot of great events this month. The Know Your Rights presentation, which IDEA supported by tabling and was hosted by Residential Life in Great Basin, Noche de Locura, hosted by the SJI, the Nevada Filipino Festival, which was a huge success, Sexpo by the SJI, which went really well, and the wedding, hosted by the African Student Association, the Sugar School Workshop, hosted by the Multicultural Center, earlier this week on Monday, Tuesday, and today, where for each event, we showed our support through tabling, sponsorship, and helping with organization. It was such a meaningful and creative way to celebrate cultural traditions while engaging students in conversation about remembrance and identity. I would just love to take a moment to thank my officers for their incredible hard work and dedications throughout all these events this month alone. None of this would have been possible without your efforts, teamwork, and commitment to create inclusive spaces on campus. Coming up next, we'll be collaborating on Dia de los Muertos this Sunday, November 2nd, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union Ballroom. Please come by and show your support. Lastly, I met with the UndocuPAC to revisit our summer plan for I Stand with Immigrants. Due to some changes, the Department of IDEA will now take the lead in organizing this event. We'll also be updating the event name to make it more inclusive and untargeted. This will be held on to be determined. With love for all ASU and departments to collaborate and show your support. This event matters because it highlights the shared values of inclusion, respect, and solidarity across our campus community, reminding every student that they belong and that their stories matter. And finally, our second social justice pamphlets will be released soon. It includes both national and local issues that may impact students here on campus. We would love for Senate, clubs and orgs, and other departments to help us distribute these pamphlets so to students and leaders across campus. Any way we can continue supporting awareness and advocacy at our university. That's all from me. Thank you, everyone. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or message me on Teams.
All right, thank you. Does anybody have any questions at this time? All right, thank you. All right, starting off our list, President Agobat.
Go ahead.
All right, hi Senders. It's nice to see everyone so dressed up. I think my number one right now is Senator Departure. So, well, Kris Jenner get up, I absolutely love it. All right, so hi Senders. I hope you're all doing well. Had a wonderful homecoming week. This report will be a bit longer than usual since I postponed many of my remarks from last week. And so I just want to begin by highlighting the revival of two-story traditions that took place last week, which was the homecoming parade and the restoration of the historic Edmund P. Vine Hill. So on Sunday, October 19th, the homecoming parade returned for the first time in nearly a decade, and we had 49 university and community groups participate, with hundreds of students, faculty, alumni, and community members lining the route. It was incredible to see so many corners of our Wolfpack community come together to celebrate what it means to be part of the university. The atmosphere was electric, and a true reminder that our campus is live, vibrant, and worth investing in. I know some of you senders also have the great privilege of marching with your colleges. Like, for example, Fairly Godmother from Track over here was able to march with the College of Education. And then so there are countless people to thank who made this possible. First, Director Texan, thank you for coordinating much of the route logistics and assisting organizing volunteers. This truly couldn't have happened without your leadership and commitment to the grand vision. And so thank you for investing your time and dedication to this cause for us since April. And then thank you to the Department of Programming for the after party, the Department of Clubs and Organizations for the outreach to the clubs, and the Department of IDEA for engaging the community. And a heartfelt thank you to all the volunteers, both within and outside ASUN, who helped check in participants, give march commentary, manage lineup, and help along the route. The success of this parade belongs to every single person in this association and every single person in this university community. The second revived tradition was the restoration of the historic N on Peavine Hill. And so after years of fading, it now shines bright once again, completed just in time for the homecoming game. This visible symbol of Pat Pride stands as a testament to student initiative and collaboration. And so a special thank you to Department of Programming, Director Krentz, Senator Maselvi, Senator Moss, Senator Davin, Director Rodriguez, and the Center for Student Engagement team, and all the students who helped make this possible. In general, kudos to the entire programming team for an incredible homecoming week. Students were fully engaged in the events, and their energy brought so much excitement to campus. And officers, if you see a member of their team sometime this week, please make sure to thank them personally for all the hard work they put into that. And also last Monday, I attended President Sandoval's State of the University address. It was inspiring to hear about the growth and direction of our university as we work ahead to elevate Nevada into a truly national university. And that's kind of what marketing communications was speaking to you guys about. And that's just such a unique and wonderful opportunity. So make sure to get involved with that initiative. And then I was also requested to communicate this message from Sheena Harvey, who's the Director of Fitness and Recreation. Quote, starting Monday, October 27, 2025, Wolfpack Park Field will be closed until further notice due to fieldhouse construction and turf renovations at both Wolfpack Park and South Field. During this time, Mackey Stadium will be available for intramurals and club activities, provided they don't conflict with athletic competitions. So for Mackey, if you want to go do something there, contact Jeff Hardy or Dale Corderington. For solid field scheduling, contact Heather Tidwell and Sheena Harvey. And we just want to put that on the record for all the club sports. And then this Saturday, the university will march in the Nevada Day Parade, one of the largest events in the state, and a meaningful opportunity to represent our historic university. So if you're interested in joining, please check the email. I see I'll resend it again tomorrow morning. You will have to be at Carson City at 9 a.m., but, yeah, that's it. You'll have to be at Carson City at 9 a.m., but trust me, it's super fun, and it's just a really great opportunity to show yourself off to the entire state of Nevada. It means a lot, and so we'd love to see the Aiden officers there, and if you want to go carpool, then we could do some carpool karaoke at 8 in the morning. So let's go do, and feel free to go contact me while we're waiting for that. And then, let's see, it's super worth it. And I won't go too deeply into the ongoing project since this report is already relatively lengthy, but I want to note that we're currently working on reallocating rollover funds, which the final number was finalized about a week ago. VP McNamara and I have been in communication with Speaker Acklin and Chairman Sully about establishing a clear timeline of passing this, as well as creating justifications with Director Dietrich and Texan. So finally, I'd like to close by recognizing Director Taylor's in the room, right, with us? All right, there we go. And so I'd like to close by recognizing Director Taylor, who is attending her final Senate meeting tonight as Director of Government Affairs. Director Taylor has been a dedicated public servant since her freshman year, demonstrating an unwavering commitment to student advocacy and the mission of government affairs. From assistant director to director, she has built an inspiring, strong, and effective team, and her impact on this association will continue to be felt long after her tenure. So thank you very much, Director Taylor, and everyone, can you please join me in giving her a round of applause? All right, any, thank you. Any questions?
All right, thank you. Moving on to Vice President McNamara. How's it going, everybody? It's been a while since we've given reports, but I'll try to be relatively quick. I want to start off by thanking you all so much for coming out last week, just in general, whether that was to the homecoming parade or the homecoming week events. We're establishing that tradition that we want to see, right? And that's exciting, and I think last week was a great step in the right direction. So thank you all for showing up and showing out. As far as more work on that, we're still figuring out how to pay some of the organizations who won. If you saw yesterday, that post went up with who won the parade, so big shout out to them. In other news, moving on from homecoming, Student Media Advisory Board, we're starting the strategic planning process, which is just now getting going and is exciting to kind of give the board direction and make sure that we're thinking long term. Nevada Bound, thank you to you guys who have volunteered at those. Please feel free to continue to sign up. I think they're fun, and it's a really cool opportunity to talk to the next generation of University of Nevada students. At the homecoming football game, we gave out pizza from Rick's. I don't know if I think I saw some of you guys, but we gave out pizza there. And then PAC-friendly business program, we are getting the post up later this week, so that's exciting. And I stand for questions.
Any questions for Vice President McNamara? All right, thank you. Moving down our list to Chief Justice Rena Armisen.
Hello, everyone. I know I don't look like Rena, but I'm here to give her report. This is Associate Justice Solvera for the record. Hi, Senators. Happy spooky Senate meeting. I do not have much to report on, but we did have the law school fair this morning. For those of you who showed up, thank you. If you have any feedback about the event, please reach out to me and I can forward it to the organizers. We are always looking for ways to improve for next year. The next pre-law event is next year on January 30th. It is the pre-law conference and you can register for the event now. If you need this link, please also reach out to me. If you have any questions or feedback about anything, please feel free to email me. Thank you.
And then I would also like to point out that the Latino Pre-Law Association is hosting an attorney panel on November 13th. If you guys would like to participate, you can reach out to me. That is Associate Justice Alberto Navarino. Any questions?
All right, thank you. All right, moving down on our list of chief of staff, Gabriella Dietrich.
Hello, Senators. Chief of Staff Dietrich. For the record, small clarification, I'm not an alien, I'm an axolotl. So, starting off with the internship program, I'm pleased to announce that everything is running smoothly. 1 month into the general program, 2 months in for programming and clubs and orgs, we're still running at 100% retention rate. Thank you all who attended the internship retreat. I personally had a lot of fun, and I know that our interns got a lot out of it. I appreciate your enthusiastic attitudes and competitive spirits. Director Texan and I are working on organizing another casual talks events, which we try to do semesterly in the Office of the President. For those of you who are not familiar, it's basically an open house style event with members of admin where students can stop by, get free food, and learn more from our administrators. We're hoping to hold it in mid-November, and we'll have those details shortly. Otherwise, as I mentioned before, I have been appointed to the Chancellor's Ad Hoc Committee to recommend board action on fee increases. This initiative comprises of admin and students from all NCHE institutions. This specifically references the predictable pricing program that the Chancellor presented on 2 meetings ago. We had our final meeting before the December quarterly meeting today. To be honest, that is all for me. Axolotl love for you all. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions at this time? All right, thank you. Moving down our list to the Director of Executive Outreach, Director Texan.
Hi, Senators. So unfortunately, I don't have any tricks up my sleeve, and this will be the only time I wear red Senate, so don't worry about that. Here, I have a wand, so that's why I can picture you. So over the past few weeks, I assisted with the Homecoming Parade, which was a success for the first time having in a while. Thank you to everyone that volunteered, and then we couldn't have done it without you guys. It was such a crazy thing to plan. I never thought I'd be doing that while I was here, which was fun. Also, internship orientation, all the internship committee coordinators, you guys did an amazing job with that. You should be proud of yourselves. It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that most senators can make it out and have a fun day with us. And then right now, we're playing casual talks, as Chief of Staff Dietrich brought up. That'll be President Sandoval and then other University admin on Wednesday, November 12th. And then location will be Casey Breeze, and then we'll be handing out canes. So we're going to open the invite to any senators that want to come out and talk to students as well. So it's 12 to 2 p.m. on that day. I'll send an email out, but we want to make sure you guys are also connected with students as well. And then for next week, Vice President McNamara and I are meeting with Interim Director Mendoza next week to talk about PAC Family Business Program. The marketing's been finalized and done. We're just waiting to hopefully put it out next week for students. Then for some side quests I've been on, I've been helping Director Holman with coming up with food options for her event coming up, for a panel, as well as a film that they're showing. Then based off the presentation from MarCom, I just wanted to add, I did participate in a focus group for MarCom over the summer, and it was a great experience to see how students view the university, the communities they've made on campus, and the PAC Pride that truly runs through campus. So if you guys get the opportunity, I would totally recommend doing it.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Senator McAndrews?
When are you guys handing out games and
So we're handing out canes. It's going to be Wednesday, November 12th from 12 to 2 p.m. President Sandoval will be there from 12 to 1, and then we're hopefully going to have Dr. Speed and a couple other administrators there as well.
I'm so sorry. You said 12 to 2?
Yes.
Okay. In the Casey Breezeway?
Yes.
November 12th?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be sending out an email, so don't fret, guys.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Thank you. Moving down our list to the Director of Clubs and Orgs, Director Hess.
So my team and I are looking forward to planning a spring club fair, which we plan to host on the fourth floor of the Joe starting at the beginning of the spring semester. Due to our limited space at iLead, we are allowing all clubs and orgs to table for spring club fair, regardless of if they were in attendance or not. It's a great opportunity for clubs to engage with the greater community and UNR and recruit new members. My team and I are also continuing to provide club support funding to clubs and organizations and encouraging our commissioners to conduct outreach to clubs in their coalition. Does anyone have any questions?
All right, thank you. Moving down our list to the Director of Programming, Director Krentz. Oh, okay. Moving down our list to the Director of Government Affairs, Director Taylor.
week I've been preparing Katie Hatch for her transition into interim director and notifying external entities of this transition as well. And I also encourage you all to go to the Nevada Day Parade in Carson City this weekend. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Any questions? All right, thank you. Moving down our list to the Director of Sustainability, Director Lee.
Hello everybody, this is Director Lee for the record. I hope you're doing well and enjoying the beautiful fall colors. Over the past couple of weeks, I've met with the University Sustainability Manager and the University Sustainability Committee. We met to discuss current or future university sustainability projects, and for my report, I spoke on the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund and where we are at with our current applicant. We have also met with our interns and provided them with the syllabus for the upcoming semester, in which we will be focusing primarily on our November cleanup and farmers market. The cleanup will be November 15th from 3 to 4:30, it's a Saturday, and we will have sandwiches and refreshments. Additionally, we will be cleaning up University Terrace, which is Greek Row, if you're not aware. After this weekend's festivities, we anticipate a surplus of trash. So if you find yourself partying in that area, we also kindly ask you to find yourself at the cleanup as well.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Senator DeBarger?
The University Terrace cleanup is also the
cleanup? That is the cleanup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's usually at the park, but we figured it'd be that over here.
Sorry, McAndrews.
Will we be meeting at the Joe again?
We will be meeting at the south end of the quad, so it is a simpler way of just getting there. So the give pulse and all that information will be provided as well and sent out to everybody.
Any other questions? Senator McAndrews?
It's from noon to 3?
From 3 to 4:30.
All right, 3 to 4:30. Yes.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. Moving on to the Department of Campus and Public Relations, Interim Director Mendoza. Just press the
okay. Hello, everyone. I recently created the post for the Homecoming Parade Runners on Instagram. That has been doing extremely well. I also posted a thank you created by Inkblot to all the companies that sponsored the parade. I've been approving Instagram collaborations and helping other departments with their marketing and marketing issues. I have also been looking at a piece of legislation created by Senator McAndrews and Parliamentarian ISA. It looks amazing. Throughout the next few weeks, I'll be focusing on the ASUN website to make sure it is up to date and accurate. Lastly, if anyone is interested in talking more about the ASUN Instagram and how we can highlight Senate more, let me know and we can meet. Thank you.
Any questions? All right, thank you. Moving down our list to the Director of Campus Wellness, Director Homan. All right, you can stand right back up. Director of Ethics and Compliance, Caleb Richards.
Hello everyone, I'm sorry I didn't dress up. All your costumes are amazing. There's no charges to review, but my fun fact is in Boise it's illegal for residents to fish from a giraffe's back. And happy Halloween and be safe, guys.
All right, thank you. I would ask if there's questions, but I would highly doubt if anybody has questions. All righty. Moving down to myself. All righty. So next week we'll be hearing a presentation from University Libraries with Dean Cardwell. We'll also be hearing a presentation from the Financial Aid Office with a guest of Senior Vice Provost Jill Heaton. So come with critical questions, come with good questions. I think these two presentations are going to be really informative. I personally know Dean Cardwell. She's great. She's awesome. She's really good to work with. I worked with her as a senator during the 91st and the 92nd. So, yeah, there's that. So that's next week. For today, because Nevada Day is this Friday and it's a state holiday, that means I have to agendize tonight. So if you have any legislation for second reading or first reading, whatever it may be, please send it to me either during the meeting or directly after, because I will be agendizing right after this meeting. So please get, if you have something you want to send to me, please get it to me as soon as you can, or else it'll be on the agenda 2 weeks from now. My one-on-one link is always pinned in our team's chat. So if you guys need to meet with me, whether it's stuff about Senate, whether it's personal stuff, whether it's you want to spitball ideas for legislation, that is there for you guys to use. And like I always say, my door is always open for you guys. I want you to feel that you're able to come to me if you have an issue with something. In regard to our open seats we have. Next week, I'll be doing the College of Business, and as of right now, we have 3 applicants, and I'll be reaching out to them tonight. The week after that, we'll be doing the School of Journalism, which we have 2 candidates for, and then Engineering and Public Health, we still have no nominees for, and unfortunately, the College of Science seat is now vacant. I will read that resignation letter at the end of this meeting, but that seat is now vacant. So if you know anybody in the respective colleges, please feel free to reach out to them, or tell them to reach out to me so I can inform them more about what we do here in the Senate. But yeah, besides that, it should be, I don't want to say a pretty quick meeting, but all we have left is Senate committee reports. We have some bills to refer to committee. We have 1 piece for second reading, Senate reports, and then Senate committee changes and additions and public comment. So I'm hoping to get us out of here within the next 30 to 45 minutes. So it should be pretty smooth and transitionless. All right, any questions in regard to my report? Senator DeBarger. No, we will not have a meeting. Any other questions? In regard to that too, after this meeting, we only have 5 meetings left in the rest of the semester. So it's coming up pretty quick. We're getting to be done here, which is pretty crazy. But any other points of conversation, questions, comments, concerns on my report? All right. Moving down our list of the reports of Senate committee, starting with the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs, Senator Kitch. All right, thank you. Moving down to the Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Selly sent in his report, and it reads as follows. Hi, everyone. Budget and Finance is meeting next week on November 5th in the Frankie Sudol Papa President's Conference Room at 4 p.m. We will be having our vice chair elections, conducting 3 financial reviews, and seeing 3 pieces of legislation from tonight that will be referred. On a side note, I want to remind everyone again that we have allocated outreach dollars to set a budget, so please keep that in mind if you want to throw an outreach event on campus. It's better to run out of money than it is not to use it, and always happy Halloween and happy Nevada Day. All right, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to Senator McSally yourself. Moving down our list, I got to scroll on up. Senator Radke, I believe you're going to be giving the report for the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement.
Good evening, Senator Radke, and apologies for my absence on this occasion. I wish I was there to see all of you in criminal costumes. Unfortunately, the Committee on Democratic Civil Engagement was unable to meet on Friday, October 24th, and I failed to post the Nevada public notice. Moving forward, this will not happen again, and I will ensure that all meetings are compliant with the meeting law. The committee is scheduled to meet on Friday, November 7th, where we might hear a presentation from Matthew Little in the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement. I say might because we've been having some scheduling issues, but I'm hoping that we can work something out as soon as possible. Additionally, at our next meeting, the committee will fill 2 vacant liaison positions that have been vacant since resignation of Senator Moore and Senator Packard. With regard to ongoing initiatives, Senator Saporito and Senator Barris have been working very hard in getting necessary materials prepared for the upcoming Veterans Day luncheon and Veterans Day of Gratitude. I am so excited to finally see these events come to fruition, and I cannot thank Senator Saporito and Senator Barris enough for the hard work they've done in making this happen. If you have any questions with regards to that, I will defer to them. Additionally, I have been in contact with Kathy Castro regarding events, the committee can help assist on that would promote volunteerism on campus. You'll hear more from me on that when I'm back in person. And lastly, I wanted to point out that one of the ideas that John Pratt mentioned during his presentation at Senate was that he would like to see some kind of veteran recognition event held in the spring. This is something that I am planning to have DCE tackle, and I look forward to working with my fellow committee members to see what we can do. If anyone has any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to my teams or respectfully parliamentary.
All right, thank you. If you guys have any questions, you can reach out to parliamentary ESA yourselves. Moving down our list to the Committee of Ideas, Senator Castro.
Just want to preface with my apologies, but the committee will not be meeting this Friday, as my state chief posted about a public notice, an issue that we're rectifying because I now have an account. But beyond that, I'm hoping the committee will be able
successfully appoint liaisons, which have been shifting in and out of commission, considering the fact of our inconsistent attendance. So please look forward to that. Other than that, I'm thankful and hopeful that we'll be meeting on November 7th. So yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Any questions? All right, moving down our list to the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Bolander.
Good evening, everyone. The Committee on Government Operations was able to meet Monday, or this most recent Monday, and we were able to favorably recommend a bill that Senator McAndrews and Senator wrote together that we'll be discussing with later tonight, next week, later tonight.
Yeah, that works. All right, any questions? All right. Moving down our list, the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Does the Vice Chair have a report?
I do. Hello, everyone. This Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness last night on October 3rd, where we discussed the wrap-up of Safety Week. These events all went well. We also discussed which senators would like to take part in the accessibility walks, everyday essentials with the dorm halls, and sitting on the Nevada Safety Committee. We look forward to continuing the work on these initiatives. Please reach out to me if you have any questions.
All right, thank you. Moving down to the Special Committee on Food and Security.
Everyone, our next meeting will be on next Tuesday, November 4th at 12 p.m. in the same place, same location, same building. We'll be electing a vice chair, going over some USDA Atlas research programs regarding who does it in Reno. That's a lot of words. And as well as continuing discussion on the dispersion of assembly members that we'd like to contact.
All right, thank you. Any questions? All right. Moving down our list to Parliamentarian Issa, he sent in his report. He said, "Hi again, Senators. During my last parliamentary report, I said that I would ideally have a guide to assist Senators in making amendments at the table done by the end of this week. Evidently, this did not happen due to the combination of the wedding I'm attending in El Salvador, as well as being in the midst of midterm season, among other personal obstacles. The project has been postponed by another week. I'll have the guide up no later than the end of week of November 3rd, I promise. This is all from me in regards to my parliamentarian duties. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, shoot me a Teams message, whatever it may be. Respectfully, Parliamentarian Issa." All right, moving down our list, Speaker Pro Tempore Mas.
Hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the costume I'm in today. There's a great amount of suffering that's going into this costume right now. Just a few things for me. The interns have been doing a lot of fun work. They're working on their first assignment right now, so I'm very excited about that. It's just legislative branch takeaways. Last Friday, before the Boise v. Nevada game, we went over just the entire legislative branch and that kind of stuff. So that's super exciting. They're working on their first assignment, which is due this Friday. And then they are going to actually not have a meeting this Friday because it's Nevada Day and Halloween. And since the campus recognizes Nevada Day and the CSC and campus will be closed, they won't have a meeting, but they will have a recorded lecture on our governing documents. So super excited about that. They'll have an assignment about that. Next week, they'll be learning about parliamentary procedure, and then they'll be getting into their intern committees. So very exciting stuff, moving very, very fast into the meat of the program. So I'm very excited. You guys should have contacted your interns by now. If you're having an issue with getting in contact with them, please let me know. I found that the preferred method of text that gets the most response is text message. So I gave you guys their personal phone numbers and their emails. If they're not responding to an email, go ahead and text them on their personal. That's totally fine. But yeah, so hopefully they all reached out to you. If you have, if you're having a problem, please let me know, and I will address it with the intern as well. And in the fashion of the fairy godmother, I'll end my report with her little saying from the Shrek movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to. Where have you been? It's happiness is just one teardrop away. And so with that, I stand for questions.
Senator Huang.
Just for clarification, what was the assignment that you signed up? So we can
start. It's legislative branch takeaways. So it's just all the assignments will always connect back to what they learned with me that week. Because my thought is that what they learn in lecture should be reinforced by what they do outside of the, I almost said outside of the classroom, but outside of their lectures. So basically it just goes over some small details. These assignments are not super demanding because I'm a student too, and I'm not going to expect them to write me a 3-page essay on why parliamentary procedure is important. You know, so this one's just like, what are the duties of a senator beyond writing legislation? What is a bill, a resolution, and a binding resolution? Like that kind of stuff. And then I gave them a scenario of as what they would be or what they could do in a situation as a senator. So that's basically what this assignment is. Yeah.
Any other questions? Senator Barger.
For the new outreach form.
Yes.
I was filling it out and then I realized it seems like we're just supposed to fill it out one time and submit it like at the end. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing too about the outreach form, how it's designed. Try to take note of all your outreach and then submit all of it at once so that we can more easily read it in oversight. So if you submit multiple, we can still go through multiple. We can reorganize the sheet to put all your outreach next to it. But that's kind of a hassle because we have to manually do that. So just make sure that you are doing it all at once. So, yeah.
For context, Speaker Pro Tem Moss is talking about what we had discussed at last meeting, where we do have a new outreach form. It is in our chat. So please, please, please do not use any of the Excel forms that are in the box. Please use Speaker Pro Tem Moss's link that is in our Teams chat. But yeah, moving on to my report real quick. I forgot to mention this in my report. I do think next meeting is going to be a little longer because we'll have two presentations. We'll have three candidates for the College of Business. I'm also making it so that we have elections for the now open seat of the chair of SSW. So if any of you are interested in running for that position, please send me your presentation and have it into me by Tuesday at 5:30. I would really greatly appreciate it so I can put that in the box. That will be next week. So yeah, next week will be a little bit of a longer meeting, just FYI. Moving down to the Committee of Oversight, the committee will be meeting next on November 10th. But due to the fact that Speaker Ackland wanted to take a day off, Speaker Pro Tem Moss had run the meeting, so he can give the report.
Yay. Super simple. I just went to Speaker Ackland and was like, hey, you've got a lot on your plate. Do you want me to take over oversight for tonight? And he said, yes. So oversight just met to discuss outreach. Everyone's fine. I think we did have to assess a couple of points, but that's in Speaker Ackland's jurisdiction. He'll read the points memo out later in the meeting. Right now. So that's literally all we did in oversight was we reviewed outreach. No bills were sent to us. Some points were assessed. So yeah, that's oversight.
All right. Thank you. Points memo reads as follows as I read out in every single meeting. If you feel that I have messed up, there's confusion, you think I gave you points unjustly, please reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to explain why I had given you those points. Again, I'm human, I make mistakes, so if you do believe I did make a mistake, please reach out to me and I will be more than happy to correct your points. Senator Atkinson with 2 points, Senator Bardwaj with 1.3 points, Senator Bolander with 2 points, Senator Huang with 3 points, Senator Lawson with 2.3 points, Senator Lucchese with 2 points, Senator McAndrews with 2 points, and Senator Maselli with 1 point. All right. Any other points of conversation, questions, comments, concerns in regards to agenda items 9A through J? All right. Moving down our list of reports of Senate secretaries. Do you guys have a report?
I just have a brief one.
Go ahead.
We're currently in the process of training a new secretary, so hopefully she will be out at your meetings soon. Vice chairs, if you have meeting minute like notes and you haven't done the minutes yet, please send them to me. And if you had any reports tonight that were longer than like 3 sentences, please send it to me. It does help a lot. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Senator Bowman?
Is Shay female still the secretary?
Yeah, I'm just covering today.
Okay, cool. I see.
Any other questions? All right. Moving down our list, passage on items 11, 12, 13, 14, and moving on to agenda item 15, I am seeking a motion to approve agenda items 15A through C through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Villa. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda items 15A through C have been approved. Moving down our list, past agenda item 16, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 17A through C. I'm seeking a motion to send agenda items 7A through C to the Committee on Budget and Finance through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tem Moss. Is our second.
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
Please state your reason for dissent.
I would just like to put agenda item B for fill-ups too.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll do them one by one then. I'm seeking a motion to refer agenda item 17A, SB 93, a bill to codify reoccurring funding for the semesterly Coffee with a Cop event in support of campus safety and UPDNC engagement to the Committee on Budget and Finance through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Bardwaz. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that bill will be seen at the Committee on Budget and Finance. All right, moving down to agenda item 17B, I'm seeking a motion to refer... Senator Saperito, would you like to sign to both committees, or would you like to make that motion yourself?
I can make the motion. So.
Go ahead.
I'm seeking a motion to refer SB 93, a bill to make ASU and elected and appointed official stipends optional, to the Committee on Budget and Finance and Government Operations through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that bill will be seen at the following committees. All right, moving down our list to agenda item 17C, SB 93, a bill to allocate $1,000 of the current unused funds placed for vacant seats within the Senate into the Senate Outreach Budget for FY 2026 to the Committee on Budget and Finance through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Lawson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that bill will be seen at the Committee on Budget and Finance. All right. Moving down our list to agenda items 18A through C, I'm seeking motion to approve agenda items 18A through C through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, those items for possible corrective action have been approved. Moving down our list to agenda item 18D, SBR 93, a binding resolution to define the duties and liaison positions of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. Senator Saperito, would you like to start us off with a brief synopsis?
Everyone, this is a piece that me and Senator, or Parliamentarian piece, have been working on since the beginning of the summer. We just thought placing what the initiatives and goals and aspirations of the Special Committee are within the move of the Senate would give more transparency to ASU officials, senators within the Senate table, as well as our recent interns. So, thank you.
All right, thank you. Moving down, are there any questions for the author at this time? No questions? All right, we're going to be moving on to a debate. Are there any points of discussion, debate, comments, concerns at this time? All righty. With that being said, we're going to be moving into a vote for agenda item 18D, SBR 93, abiding resolution to define the duties and liaison positions of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. With that, we're going to be bringing it to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. With that being said, hearing the chamber, the ayes have it, and that binding resolution has passed. Alrighty. Moving down to agenda item 19A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Are there any Senate Committee Changes and Additions at this time? Alright, moving down our list to agenda item 19B, Senate Reports. Are there any Senate Reports at this time? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss and Senator Barris.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to report on some things. The College of Education just had an amazing pumpkin painting event. If you're interested in voting on the pumpkins that we painted, please take a trip to the LRC in the Raggio building. Go vote on it. I entered in the competition with a pumpkin. It's fantastic. I'm not saying go vote for it, but I'm pretty proud of my work. But that was a great event. I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of education students, especially some people who are going to help us with our psychology initiative, trying to get psychology majors under the umbrella of PAC Teacher Nevada Teach so that they can pursue a degree in education. So I'm very excited for that conversation. I've had a couple meetings with Madison Eifert from UPDNC on a new campus safety resolution. So I have a meeting with her tomorrow. Don't know the time yet, but I'm very excited about that. And then I will be walking in the parade this Saturday. I think you guys should too. It's a really great opportunity. I walked it last year with former President Deal, former President Kemmelmeyer, Chief Justice Rena Arneson, former Director Sharoon. I think that's everyone that we walked with. And of course, with Austin and Shelby from Government and Community Relations. It's a fantastic event. Walking it takes maybe about an hour in total. So get your steps in for the day. You get to see the greater Carson and Nevada community, which is really fantastic. If you're planning on going, please email Shelby at what I put in the Teams chat a little while back. Or you can reach out to me and I'll communicate that you're going. I know that President Agelbot will be there. I've convinced Director Krentz to be there with me as well. So I see you, Senator Bolander. I'll make sure to tell Shelby. But please, it's so fun. Wear Nevada gear. Carson is usually chilly, so plan for that. But sometimes it gets warm as you're walking. So just dress accordingly, but pack gear, please. But yeah, so I hope to see you guys there. It's a fantastic opportunity. Shelby will share some more details. I have some more information if you're interested. So just come and talk to me or President Agelbot, and we'll get you all set up to go walk in the parade. But it's a really fantastic opportunity. Great outreach opportunity as well. So please come by and we'll walk together in the Nevada Day Parade.
Nice. Senator Barris.
Hello, Senators. I hope you guys are all doing well. Recently, I've been working on planning bids for the Veterans Luncheon and coffee for Veterans Appreciation. For a reminder, the Veterans Luncheon is on November 6th from 11:30 to 2 p.m. Senator Saporito and I decided it would be nice to do something during the flag planting as well. So we're handing out coffee from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in front of the Joe on November 3rd. We'll be having about 3 gallons of coffee with cream and sugar provided for those who are attending. The flag planting will take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I've also been in contact with Associate Dean Dr. Garn and communicating about the vacancy for the School Public Health seat. This was advertised on the School Public Health Digest, and I'm waiting days to see how else Senator Villa and I can advertise the open seat, like attending public health specific club meetings and classes within the School Public Health. I also met with Lex Rodriguez from Nevada Cares to discuss what my liaison position will look like with them in the future. Though they do not have any events going on at the moment, I'll be assisting them with events they may have in the future. I also reached out to Assistant Director Souza from the Department of Wellness to talk about SSW Week later in April. We plan to have a meeting sometime in the next couple weeks to discuss that. And then additionally, I'm meeting with Claire Lynn tomorrow regarding the Common Collective. Our last meeting, we discussed putting condoms, menstrual products, and contraceptive products on campus. We discussed future events with the School of Public Health and the Student Health Center. I cannot wait to see what we're going to begin working on within the semester. If you have any questions, please reach out to me.
All right, thank you. Any other senators reports? Senator Huang and Senator Custer.
Hey guys, quick report. Business and bowling. We changed the time actually, so it's only going to be open from 7 to 9, all the same rules. But we bought the space for 6 to 10, and we decided that we're going to use the first and last hour to like set up and clean up in case like people show up late and stuff too, or show up early and we can accommodate them. But that's a big thing. So get your college visits, constituents to. This is
in
Bowling, National Bowling Stadium,
November
7th, now from
7
to
9.
Thank you.
Senator Kestrup and Senator Bardwaj.
Thank you so much. Great to see you all, Senators. Super cool, following in Senator Kitch's steps, actually. We ended up creating an ASUN update page for the College of Engineering. Super exciting that we're now sending out announcements about what we're doing in the Senate to try to bridge the gap between what students think we do and what we actually do. So we're going to keep that up following Senator Kitch's beautiful example of that. Super happy for our college to help support us with that. Also, just an update for those who are interested on course evaluations. I met with Sarah Cummings today regarding course evaluations, and the plan so far is that the new course evaluations are supposed to be given out, I believe, this semester. We had a couple concerns for at least College of Engineering. I'm sure other centers who took the new course evaluations as the beta test last semester. And they were very well received. She basically addressed all the issues and explained kind of what her thoughts were, see how some of it's a little confusing and is going to fix those kind of instantly to put those in the new evaluations. So expect those new evaluations and hopefully they go well with the changes that make it a little bit more clear. So thank you guys.
All right, thank you. Senator Bardwaj.
Hey guys, yeah, kind of adding on to Senator Custer's report, I wasn't able to meet with Sarah Cummings because I was meeting with Dean Hope Weeks talking about how we can advocate for the soon-to-be-open Senate position for the College of Science. But one of the big things of EVAL 25 using new course evaluation form is that there's no spot where you can actually talk about what you thought of your professor, and it's just what you thought of the course as a whole. So I'm getting to know that she's actually working on fixing that in the near future. But I just wanted to point out that we are actually getting started on some real outreach for the Lab Coat Drive. We're gonna get like boxes, cardboard boxes, put the ASUN logo on them so people like ASUN and put them up. We're still figuring out what buildings we're gonna do. If you guys wanna work on that, I'm sure to reach out to Senator Evans, Barger, or I. And then we're gonna be working on a resolution to kind of like normalize the centers of the College of Science or other colleges, like Public Health or Kavner, to have a drive like this every year, because we do have that EHNS deal that allows faculty vodkas to retain a year without any charge. So reach out if you are interested.
All right, thank you. Senator McAndrews.
I just have a question for him.
Go ahead.
Is that a possibility?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Can you let me know when you get my applications?
Yes.
Senator Custer?
I just want to make a clarification that the new course evaluations will still have a spot to evaluate teachers now. It's, the wording's been clarified, so that's not going to be an issue anymore. You can now still make sure that you, any concerns you have about your instructor will be in the new course evaluations. That was all.
All right, thank you. Any other Senator reports before I move on to my will of names? Senator Saporito.
Hey guys, just bringing up the veteran solution one more time since it's happening next Thursday. We have allocated around $400 for t-shirts that we'll be giving services. They've been asking it for a long time. We're currently working with Inkblot. If you guys want any information on what the shirts look like, the budget looks like, what the timetables look like, if you want to volunteer, please let me know, please let Anna know, please let Jason know, or even our speaker know. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other Senator reports? Senator Bolender.
Hey everyone, just a quick update on what I'm doing. I've recently been connecting with one of my professors, Samantha Baker, I created a Microsoft form with questions pertaining to interest in sales classes in college business. And so I'm about to start DMing all the Instagrams for all the college business related student clubs, and get in there and use the outreach budget to get some dun-duns and offer those out for the everyone in the clubs to fill out the survey. And then I've emailed our dean, Dean Mosier, twice now with no response, but I'll get there eventually. I'll just knock on his door, I think. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Any other Senate reports? All right, I've spun the Wheel of Names, and the Wheel of Names has selected Senator Radke.
I have also come up with a newsletter for everything that I'm doing. So let him know that. He's talking to the faculty. They have a faculty meeting in next week. He's going to bring it up so I can get a list of all the emails of all the students. So, yeah, that's pretty good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I was from the Wheel of Names. One more time, we're going to do one more name, and it's landed on Senator Castro.
How did I have that feeling? Since our last meeting, I've done a few things. Most notably, I went to the Department of Ideas meeting where they discussed their new initiatives and programs they successfully completed in the last few weeks. Director DeMarco mentioned a few, notably the wedding, and then the initiative to stand with immigrants event, which they're going to be changing the name to soon. I'm not entirely sure what. Regardless, I'm incredibly happy to hear about it, considering it coincides with the resolution I'm working on right now, specifically targeting UNR's oppression and statements towards ICE. And other sorts of immigration concerns that students might have on campus. Besides that, there's something else I did here. Oh my gosh, I cannot remember. Oh, yes. I sat on College of Arts DEI board, which is something that meets monthly, and we proposed over changing the form for which students and faculty can request funding for events that are related to DEI or other sort of community engagement events. Like we mentioned last time, I highly encourage you all to look at that regardless of whether or not you're within the College of Arts. We usually give around $250, but for high-end requests, we can go up to $1,000. So please look at that.
All right, thank you. Any other Senate reports before I move on to our resignation letter? All right. Resignation letter reads as follows. Dear Speaker Ackman, I hope you're doing well today. It is with a heavy heart that I submit my letter of resignation from my position as the Senator for the College of Science. For anyone looking for a reason, I simply just have too much work on my plate in addition to my several majors, and I feel as if I can no longer adequately represent the students in the College of Science and perform my job responsibilities to the best of my ability. Being a part of AHU has truly helped shape an incredible college experience for me, as I have learned so much from a diverse and incredible group of people. I have loved seeing the association grow as well as the wonderful individuals who took a risk being part of something big and flourished into remarkable human beings. I want to especially thank Senators Villa, Saporito, and Evans for making this session the best one that I have experienced in nearly my 3 years of being a part of ASUN. You guys are incredible, and I can't wait to see you guys flourish as people. For the rest of the body, you guys have done so much in such a short period of time, and the students couldn't be in better hands. I have so much faith in the association and its leadership, and I truly, from the bottom of my heart, wish everyone the best. I know my stepping down may offset some things, but please know I am here as a resource for absolutely anything. Thank you again for everything. I've really enjoyed being a part of this body, and to the 93rd, best Senator Levy. Let's do it. Well, I can definitely say I knew Senator Levy, now Camille Levy, when she was an intern, and it was cool to see her go all the way from a Senate intern to a senator twice over, now a chair. But yeah, sad to see her go, but I hope she's moving on to bigger and better things. But in regard to that too, what I had said earlier, next week we're going to be having nominations and elections for the chair of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. So like I said, if any of you are interested in running for that position, please send me your presentation by Tuesday at 5:30 so I can include it in the box. But yeah,
Speaker Pro Tempore Masagen.
I was just going to say, while I'm sad to see Senator Levy go, she is the only only senator from the 91st session that was an intern with me. So to see the 91st interns, sadly only have one more at the table, it's sad to see Senator Levy go. I appreciate her so much. She helped so much with getting things put together for the internship in the summer. It's just been amazing to watch her work these last couple of years. I appreciate everything that she's done. She's been such a hard worker and a dedicated public servant, and I hope the best for her going forward. But 91st strong. I will hopefully see Camille on campus, but I just wanted to give her one last shout out for the amazing, wonderful person she is. So,
yeah, shout out to the 91st. I am the only senator, well, I'm not a senator, but I'm the only person sitting at this table who's still from the 91st. So It's sad to see some people trickle, come and go, but That is ASUN, that is Senate for you. But yeah, with that being said, we're going to be moving down to item 20, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 21, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, please state your name and position for the record.
Thank you, Speaker Aglin. Luis Aguilar, Associate Director of State Government, for the record. Dear Senators, thank you for the great creativity at the table today. I want to thank you for your great decorum and questions. And as Speaker Aglin mentioned, please add or adjust your agenda posting to accommodate for Nevada Day on Friday and Veterans Day on November 11th. And then finally, I wanted to share this opportunity with you that my colleague Kathy Castro is putting on. It's run this town, it's through the city of Reno, and it's learning how government works and connecting with change makers. So please, if you have any questions, please connect with Kathy Castro. And then finally, I want to thank Secretary Nadeau for covering today's Senate meeting. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Alrighty. Moving on to everyone's favorite agenda item, agenda item 22. I adjourn the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students today, October 29th at 7:34 p.m., convening both in the Rita Lennett Senate Chambers and via Zoom. Happy Nevada Day, and stay safe on Halloween.